Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Because Nick Sirianni is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Skylight Tavern in Chalfont this Thursday night. It's going to be a special Thursday night football watch party. Go Birds with Bud Light. And on the line with us is the 7-0 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations. Great win.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Hey, Nick, this thing, you were telling the story about your mom's cousins who were Steelers fans. And
yeah,
they greeted you with the Steelers stuff on.
They didn't get to go anywhere near the sideline. They walked themselves down. They walked themselves down, and my mom looked up and like just pointed to them, like, "Oh, you remember cousin Kenny? My cousin Kenny." And I looked up and kind of rolled my eyes and gave a little half wave. They won't be receiving a Christmas card.
That's great. Now, will you talk to your mother about cousin Kenny? Maybe she could make a call so he doesn't try something like that.
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad stayed at our house last night, and we were bashing them. And my mom's sisters, they got in on the mix, too. And, one of them lives in Michigan. One of my other mom's sisters lives in South Carolina. And they said they were bashing cousin Kenny, too. It will not be a pleasant family reunion. I don't go to those anymore. But my mom does, and so my mom and dad do. So it might not be a pleasant one this upcoming summer.
Good for the Sirianni family.
All right, we hold grudges, and if you're not with us, you're against us.
You are so Philadelphia now, Nick, more than ever. Hey, Nick, 7-0, only team in the NFL. I know you don't like to stop and look at that, but that has to feel pretty good, no?
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, we've went out and we've executed in every game and came out victorious in every game. But you know, now we're on to the next one, and we don't have as much time to get ready for this one and a short week, and we're going to get ready to go.
So both Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown are saying, "Yeah, we did fine. We got 35 points, but man, we left a lot out there." Even though you've won all these games, Nick, there's still plenty to work on before the next one, isn't there?
Always, and that's our job, to just try to keep getting better, and that's the mentality of this entire team, is how do we get better each day, and you know, then results, right? If you're just getting a little bit better each day, results and take the results out of it, right? You're going to be playing your best near the end of the season, and that's the goal of every team, to be playing your best football in November and December.
Well, all right, you were a wide receiver, coach. So you should be in a good position to explain to us what makes A.J. Brown so hard to cover.
Whew. Yeah, I love studying wide receivers, good wide receivers, and the common denominator of the best wide receivers in the NFL is quickness, right, in and out of the break, at the line of scrimmage, with the ball in your hands, and play strength, right, and being able to create separation when the defensive back's holding you, because I always think everything's a hold that a defensive back does, right? But as an offensive coach, or you know, when there's a traffic catch, you saw him having to catch a couple of those balls with guys on his arms yesterday, you know. So that's the common denominator, is the play strength and the quickness, and AJ is elite at both of those. And he's able to create separation for the quarterback, and even when he doesn't create separation, he's got the strongest hands to the ball, right, where it's really hard for that defensive back to knock it out of his hands.
And let's now talk about the chemistry with Hurts, because Hurts has improved in just about every area, but it sure helps when you've got a guy making those great 50-50 catches.
Oh, no
are they more comfortable? Tell me a little bit about how they've evolved together.
Well, I think we all knew that they were friends coming in, and I knew they were really good friends. I didn't know they were like the best of friends ever. Like they are best friends, and it's really cool. You know, that they're both helping each other out to have special seasons so far. And so that chemistry, right? That chemistry on the field is a direct product of the chemistry off the field. And, you know, we talk about connecting all the time. And I read a quote that AJ said yesterday is something like, it's a little sweeter when I'm making a play for my brother, for family out there. And that's what we're trying to create over across the entire building, that you don't want to let anybody down because you're so close to them. Like, you know, as far as my mom and dad, I don't want to let them down. I'm so close to them, you know, and maybe not cousin Kenny. But the, you know, it's the same thing within organization too. When the closer you get, the less you want to let somebody down. The more you play for that person, and it's always like, you know, every time we talk about this, it's like, coach, man, I give 100% no matter what, regardless of anything. And yes, you do. And most of the guys and that I've been around have. But you can also always dig a little deeper when you love that your brother that you're playing with.
It's cool. That's a good way to look. I never looked at it that way. With about 9 minutes left, Jalen left the game. Some of your other offensive starters did. Nick, was that thinking about being back on the field 4 days later on Thursday night?
Of course, yeah. We've fortunately been able to be in that in a couple years in my career. We've been able to be in that situation going into a Thursday night game. And every little bit helps right there, right? And so the starters on offense, you know, not having to play the entire fourth quarter, right, that's got to make a little difference. And we're always in to find everything we possibly can to help give our team an edge. So, you know, I take it as it was an edge that Houston played at 4 o'clock yesterday. We played at 1, and then we got our starters out of the game a little bit sooner, you know, in that day for a little bit more recovery. And so our bodies are as good as we possibly can be to play in this game on Thursday.
Made sense. Running backs, first half, 4 carries from your running backs, Nick. Was that the plan or is that the way it evolved?
It's just kind of what happened in that game. We were throwing it pretty good, and you know, we just kept attacking. And AJ obviously had a big time first half, and we just kept attacking the defensive backs. You know, we thought we were going to be able to run the ball too, and I know it was limited on that. It was our lowest plays that we had in a game this season. So some of those opportunities weren't there. But why they were happening too, Angelo, is because we were creating explosive plays, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of those explosive plays take away run opportunities, but, you know, we won't apologize for the 40-yard touchdown passes, but that's what kind of how that kind of played itself out. But it was good to, you know, Miles had only, I think he had 9 carries for like 80 yards, which is really outstanding production. So when he did get his hands on it, the offensive line did some pushing around. And Miles did some good running.
Well, I just want you to know, Nick, at 7-0, it's very hard for me to come up with negative questions. but let me try a couple other ones. One is, Brandon Graham, you guys held the Steelers to 3 of their first, the first long drive. And then the refs called Brandon for a non-football move. What is that? What did they call him for?
So I think what they called there, the explanation to me was, you know, that – If you're making a move like a flinch, you know, trying truly to get the guy to jump off sides, and not a football move, meaning not a natural move like the offensive, like the kick team did a hard count and we jumped right a little bit. If you do that and they think it's intentional to get them to jump, then they're going to call a delay a game on you. And so, you know, I still haven't looked at that special teams clip right yet. I've been obviously on this short week. We get right into it. I watched the offense part last night. Watched a little bit of the defense last night. But I'm gonna have to go sort some of that out. I know BG was mad at himself. You know, I'm never gonna think it's a penalty. I'm always gonna think that, you know, that it wasn't. But you know, we'll see. But that was the explanation, Andrew.
I got you. The only other thing, special teams gave up another fake punt. And I know you, I guess you haven't looked at that tape yet, but this is twice similar kind of plays. How did that happen again? I know you worked on it, Nick. What happened?
Yeah, they, you know what? They made a good play in the fourth down, and it's fourth and three. You tell the guys, you know, I always I'm take the responsibility on this because I'm yelling out, "Don't jump!" I'm thinking they're gonna try to get us to jump off sides, right? Like, so I'm yelling, "Don't jump! Don't jump! Watch the ball! Watch the ball!" And did I put our guys in a little bit of a passive scenario? I probably did that on that one, and so that's my responsibility. That yes, they can't jump in that scenario, but I also there's got to be that fine line of don't jump but be aggressive as hell, right? And so like and that's a fine line, and you got to coach that the right way. And I think I went overboard on the other side of it, like don't jump, I don't want to give them the ball back here, and then we kind of got flat-footed, and they were able to kind of get a surge there. So that's 100% on me.
Huh.
I got to do a better job of warning them on the things that are happening without making them tentative.
Last thing, Nick, and this is weird. It's never happened in our city before that we've got you play Sunday. The Phillies play three World Series games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're in Houston Thursday. They're there Friday and Saturday. Is there any way the World Series would be a distraction to the Eagles?
Oh, I don't think so. We're completely focused on exactly what we have to do. To be quite honest with you, like when you're in this building and you're grinding to get ready for a game, like my world history, my current events accounts, and my knowledge of what's going on outside this building is very limited, and so like. And that's political. That's anything. Like I'm really only, to be quite honest with you, I'm really only interested in sports. So I probably, you know, but like anything going on in the world, there could be a lot going on in the world, and I would know nothing about it because we're so centrally focused on one thing. And my wife will make fun of me about that at times. My brothers will make fun of me about that sometimes. But I don't apologize. I'm all in to just get this team ready to go and. And so that won't be a distraction for us. But we sure as hell are rooting them on. And it's a shame though how this played out because I would have liked to at least go to one World Series game. We know we have a job to do, and we'll be completely focused on our job and how we can go. You know what we say every time, like, hey, it's cool to be 7-0, but the best thing about being 7-0, you got a chance to go 8-0, and that's all we're focused on.
And we are too. Nick, congratulations. Thank you, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.